Oh,
this
Jesse.
Is the Glenn Beck program.
Oh, Jesse, you're so fine. You really blow my mind or something like that. Oh, Jesse. Oh, Jesse. You know, I don't know if I'm more shocked at the fact that someone had the balls to do this or the fact that media still has no idea how these things just happen. There's even an editorial today from the Washington Post where the individual says, I so want this to be true. You want this to be true? We begin there in 1 minute.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
So here it is. This is the way the media works now. They find a story that confirms their bias, confirms their narrative, and then they run it constantly, relentlessly. Then when the real story comes out, they minimize the exposure of the correction, and then they repeat. Look at the major stories that have broken recently that have been so very wrong, that have occupied so much of our time. Kavanaugh. Was that true? Nope. Turns out, nope. Then you had the Covington story. Was that true? Nope. Look at how they corrected both of those. Just barely. Just barely. And I say, well, in both of them, would you even say barely, Stu? Because they were still saying they're guilty of something.
Yeah, I mean, certainly haven't corrected the Kavanaugh thing.
I mean,
and they just say that it was, I mean, I think they would still say that one's true.
Yeah, well, I mean, do you remember the FBI stories that came out afterwards and what the FBI had uncovered? That it was bogus? That the people that were... You don't know for sure because, you know, we're still going off of people's memories, but it was her beach friends that kind of helped shape this story.
Yeah. I mean, I think all of these stories are stories that they would still hang on to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
So they're not really corrected. Mm-hmm. They're not really corrected. Let me give you the knee jerk reactions that the media had on this Jussie Smollett hoax. This is from Insider Edition, CNN, E! News, Headline News, CNBC, TMZ, just to name a few. Listen.
Beaten with a noose around his neck and hospitalized. Empire star Jussie Smollett was the victim of a vicious, racist, and homophobic attack.
His attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs.
Two people yelled racist and homophobic slurs.
Racial and homophobic slurs.
Not only homophobia, we're talking about racism. Oh, we're talking about hate with steroids.
They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats.
The offenders uttered, "This is MAGA country."
The hate crime went down early this morning in Chicago.
Officials are investigating the alleged assault as a hate crime.
And now police say they're investigating this as a possible hate crime.
Anyone attacked in a hate crime like this is an outrage.
This is stomach-turning, mind-boggling information. It's out of control.
It is out of control, isn't it? Isn't it out of control? Now, these are just the reactions on TV. It just as bad, if not worse in some cases, in print and online. I'll give you one example. You know the situation is bad when TMZ is connecting the dots and seeing through a guy's story. It's TMZ. Listen to this, quote, "The sources say there were red flags from the get-go. Cops were extremely suspicious when Jussie took them out to the area where they said he was attacked and pointed to an obscure camera saying how happy that the attack was, on video. Well, it turns out the camera was pointing in the wrong direction. Cops thought it was weird he knew the location of that camera." And then there's this. "We're told investigators didn't believe the two alleged attackers screamed, 'This is MAGA country,' because not a single Trump supporter watches Empire," end quote. Now, I'm sure there is one somewhere, maybe, probably not. Here's the man himself in an interview just days after the alleged beating. I'm sorry, the alleged modern day lynching. Here he is in an interview with ABC News complaining about people making stuff up.
"That I had said that they were wearing MAGA hats. I never said that. I didn't need to add anything like that. They called me a They called me. There's no which way you cut it. I don't need some MAGA hat as the cherry on top of some racist sundae. I've heard that it was a date gone bad, which I so resent that narrative. I'm not gonna go out and get a tuna sandwich and a salad to meet somebody. That's ridiculous. And it's offensive. Yes, there's Grindr. Yes, there's Jacked. Yes, there's all of these things, which I have not been on in years. I can admit that I was on that back in the day. I was single. You know what I'm saying? But I have not been on that in years. But aside from that, it's offensive. And I absolutely resent that narrative because it's bull.
It's bull. It's bull. And he knows bull, apparently. Now, he starts out, play the first 10 seconds of that for me again, please.
That I had said that they were wearing MAGA hats. I never said that. I didn't need to add anything like that.
Stop. Huh. Here's a story from USA Today. The headline, Empire star Jussie Smollett, attackers yelled, "This is MAGA country," during the beating. Chicago police, blah, blah, blah. You get down to about eight paragraphs down. And it says, Sergeant Cindy Guerra confirmed to USA Today that Smollett said in a follow-up interview the next day that his alleged attackers yelled, "This is MAGA country." So apparently there was some confusion on whether or not he said it. Now, he seems to be confused yet. And the Chicago police said, no, 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 he didn't say that. Then USA Today called and said, could you check on that? They checked on it, said, oh, yep, you know what? The next day he did say that. So I guess he does need a little cherry on a racist sundae. The problem is he's the racist. Let me give you two stories from the press just this weekend. There is a story from the Washington Post where the writer, now this is an editorial writer, a writer from the Washington Post, an editor, said she really needs this to be true. She needs this to be true. What do you mean you need this to be true? I want this to be true. I need it to be true. Does anybody remember after 9/11 when we started having copycats? Remember when we started getting all kinds of powder sent to us and we were hoping, praying that this was not an American copycat, that this was somebody that was doing this, that we wanted to trust each other? Do we remember that feeling? Maybe it was just me who wanted that, but I don't think so. You want to live in a country where this is true? I want to live in a country where this is not true. Now, she went on to say, because just think of the damage that will be done. Which brings me to the second story. This one from the New York Times. Republicans are already demonizing Democrats as socialists and baby killers. Now, this isn't related to the Smollett case, but yet it is. We don't believe the Smollett case, so apparently we just all group all of it together. We don't believe this guy, so we're not going to believe any racism exists. Well, that is a danger of crying wolf. However, I don't think that's who the American people are. And look at how the New York Times story, this is not an editorial, this is a story. Republicans are already demonizing Democrats as socialists and baby killers. Well, I got news for you. If the baby is born and then you kill it, what else would you be called? If you believe capitalism is a thing of the past and you believe that the government can run things better, that's a socialist. What else would you be called? Jussie Smollett wanted so badly to believe that Americans were just homophobic racists that he had to hire two Kenyans to perpetrate this hoax on us. I guess there are jobs that Americans still won't do. Now, I don't know how he could have possibly thought that one of them was named Cletus, because they don't look like a Cletus to me. He orchestrated this. I want to take a break and come back with just a list of all of the stories where people have been orchestrating these things. Because that's exactly what's happening. And the press doesn't get it. And it gets worse and worse and worse. And if the press doesn't wake up, we're screwed. We're screwed. How's this going to fix any? How's this going to be fixed? How are we going to come together if the press doesn't see their involvement? But again, they don't want to see their involvement. Again, it's just confirmation bias. Others are doing this. We're not involved at all. Yes, you are. I'll give you the list of just the things that are directly correlated with this. Donald Trump is to blame because this racist thing happened and it turned out to be a hoax. We'll do that when we come back. Wait till you see the Yale newspaper. The Yale newspaper has published a guide to, quote, destroying white boys.
Finally.
Finally, it's being done. Mm-hmm. And I got a story from Brian Stelter, who's got a very brilliant thing to say today. Okay. Cyber stalking, making hoax bomb threats. Ann Arbor woman reported a hate crime. She was suffering from depression, and she said that she had been prompted. She had been attacked, and she told I don't know why they picked on me. She said maybe it was a safety pin that she was wearing. What does a safety pin represent? Do you have any idea? Okay, well, somebody out there apparently knew what a safety pin meant and didn't like that. And so it's a hate crime. Well, it turns out, nope, she was just crazy. She had made a superficial scratch on her face, and she was embarrassed about it. And so she said a stranger had done it to her while she was walking, and her friend said, you should report it to the police, and I made a big mistake by doing that. Yep. Kansas State. Second time in 2 years, racist slurs at Kansas State was a hoax. Officers received a report of a note using a racial slur posted on a door in an apartment complex. Upon questioning, the person who reported the incident admitted to creating and posting the note to their own door. The matter will be addressed, they said. But this was the one that had the note, beware N-words, live here. Remember that story? Yeah, that was a hoax. How about this one? Villanova. Villanova had a report of a black female student allegedly knocked down by young white males yelling, Trump, Trump, Trump. But the student doesn't want to pursue the matter, but wanted to make sure that it's hard to move forward. It's hard to move forward. Well, yeah, and it was hard for the university to move forward because it was fake. So they couldn't find anybody that had done that. New Jersey man arrested, 58 years old. He was arrested in connection with racist and politically charged messages that appeared spray painted on a property in South Philadelphia on the day after the Trump election. He was arrested because he wrote Trump rules and Trump rules black B words and the letter T. I guess that's just I have no idea.
Could have been a tea party. Could have been. There's a lot of things that could be done.
Yeah.
Test low T.
Yeah.
Could have a low testosterone issue.
A report of a racist note on a black student's windshield. This happened in Minnesota. A racist threat against a St. Olaf student that touched off campus-wide protest and forced the college to cancel classes earlier this month was a fake, according to this story. A threat, an anonymous typewritten note, was fabricated. It was a strategy to draw attention to concerns about the campus climate. It was not a genuine threat. The note was tucked into the windshield of a black student's car, and they were just trying to show that, you know, this is something good has got to come out of such a bad thing. But it was full of racial epithets and of course, Trump. Woman told police she was driving home when four teens confronted her, yelled Trump 2016, and told her she didn't belong here, to go home. The woman, who told the police she had a hateful note on her car after a group of teens did this to her, said, I made the entire story up. Muslim woman. She reported a hate crime on the subway. 18-year-old Muslim woman claimed that three men attacked her on a Manhattan subway. They tried to pull off her hijab and turned out to be completely fake. She was making that up. Long Island man, Nassau Community College, said he couldn't sleep at night because somebody had drawn swastikas several different times at various different locations on the campus. Three swastikas were found inside of a man's bathroom, and he couldn't sleep at night. I don't know how people sleep at night when they're the ones who do it. Police found out he was the perpetrator. I'm not even a third of the way through these stories that have come out in the last year. And the Washington Post has the guts to say that we're going to use this one to say that people are making things up? No. Do you not yet get it? This is why we don't believe the news.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.
Wow, Indiana church vandalized with slurs, made up. Arrest made after anti-Semitic graffiti cancels a political event at a Brooklyn synagogue. Classes were even canceled for that. It was totally made up. Black church fire, hate crime. Yeah, it was a black parishioner that started it. UL student said somebody stole my hijab. Well, they were probably short of theirs. They were like, mine's in the laundry. What do I do? Made up. This is fake news. This is fake news. And let me give you, before we bring Pat in, let me give you this from Brian Stelter. He said, Friday, I went to see the show Network on Broadway. Of course they're playing Network now. Of course they're doing that. Well, one of the monologues by Bryan Cranston's character, Howard Beale, rang in my ears all weekend long. He said, and I quote, "Here is the truth, the real truth, the thing we must be most afraid of. It's the destructive power of absolute beliefs, that we can know anything conclusively, absolutely, whether we're compelled to it by anger, fear, righteousness, injustice, indignation. As soon as you have ossified in that belief, as soon as you start believing in the absolute, you stop believing in human beings, as mad and tragic as they are, in all of their complexity, their otherness, their intractable reality. The only commitment any of us can have is to other people. Wow. And it's not like you or anybody.
It's beautiful.
Anyone at CNN have an ossified belief of what Trump is, what Trump supporters are, what white men are, what America is. No. None of that. Welcome to the program, Mr. Pat Gray.
Thank you.
This is, by the way, this is Mikey Country around here. Bing.
Man, that's Chicago. I mean, that is Chicago. Mm-hmm. That sums up Chicago. And these two white,
very
black Nigerian
they
guys.
They were very white for black men.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. I think Nigeria, isn't that the country where deliverance took place? So it doesn't surprise me at all that they would act this way. you don't come around these parts, son.
There has to be a spittoon. I believe that corner in Chicago is where all the spittoons are.
They call it Spittoon Alley.
Yeah, they do? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We took time out from our moonshine running to beat the crap out of you, Mr. Homosexual.
Bing, bing.
And are we ever going to hear the apologies from... I don't know, the Nancy Pelosi's and Cory Booker's of the world who jumped to their conclusions.
You know what? I don't want an apology. I don't want an apology. I really don't.
An acknowledgement?
An acknowledgement.
Yes.
And what I really want is the press to learn from their mistakes. But they're not mistakes. Yeah. That's the problem. We can't get so wound up that I want an apology for their mistake. It isn't a mistake. This is what they've been ossified in their belief.
You played the media reaction from all the reporters from MSNBC and CNN. And I think to me the worst is Al Sharpton, because you talk about not learning a lesson.
He doesn't learn. No.
I mean, Tawana Brawley.
But you're making my point.
Duke lacrosse team.
You're making my point.
They're not going to.
He is not interested in the truth.
They don't care.
He is looking for power, manipulation. Any story that helps him further his voice, he does. Anything that helps further his point of view, even if it turns out to be false, it doesn't matter. So he's not making a mistake, and I contend the press is not making a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, look, a mistake is doing what maybe we did. I didn't tweet about this story, but I did come out and say, I think I said, if this story is true, this is horrible.
Yes.
And that's the way you deal with it. If this story is true, it's horrible. And then you wait to see if the story is true. But what they do is they drop all alleged, and they just, even if they say the word, they don't really mean it. Because then they'll go on and on and on and on about what a horrible racist white culture this is and how bad Donald Trump is. To the point to where they are now saying, well, this isn't true, but this is going on.
That's essentially what Cory Booker said. I'm going to withhold my judgment until the facts come out. Why didn't you do that in the first place? And then he proceeded to say, but we do know in America that these kinds of crimes are on the rise.
The fake ones? Yeah, they're right.
Yeah, that's
true.
They are
on the rise.
Because the real ones are not.
No, that's true. And this is what you would expect, right? Out of a country and a society that's been crafted to give gold medals to whoever's the most victimized. Right, that is what we are now doing, this like intersectionality Olympics thing all the time. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, people are incentivized to get there. We are praising people who have been victims more than really any other part of our culture. Success now is something that's bad. If you achieve personal success, you need to get taxed at 90%, and you're an evil millionaire or billionaire. On the other side of that, if you're a victim, there's nothing but praise for you everywhere. So there's no surprise that all these people are chasing that feeling.
This is a summary of Moral Sentiments by Adam Smith. Adam Smith said, here's how capitalism works in Wealth of Nations. This is what the free market is. But in the preceding book, book one in this study of capitalism, is The Moral Sentiment. And it says, the free market will give you whatever the people want. So the people really have to guard themselves. They have to be rulers of themselves and of their passions and their desires. Well, our passion and desire right now apparently is, well, we just want to hate white people. We just want to hate white people. We want to hate Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. And so that's what the market is buying. There is no market for, hey, let's be good to each other. Let's not do this. We're better than this. There is no real market for that. A great example, BBC. BBC did a documentary, and it was on the rise of hate crimes in Poland, if I'm not mistaken. Now, it's a documentary. Came out completely bogus. They just made it all up. These documentary workers sold the BBC a documentary. Jeez. Completely made up.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
Why is that? Because people want to work. And unscrupulous people who are like, okay, well, what are they buying? Because I've sat in these meetings before. I've been in meetings with Netflix and Amazon and everybody else. And I know that the agents will say prior to, you have specific agents just for Amazon, just for Netflix. And their job is to tell the agency, this is what they're buying right now. This is what's hot mm-hmm. for them. They want stories like this. They want shows like this. And so you don't get a meeting with them unless you're pitching something that they're buying. So if you're out there and you're like, okay, what will Netflix buy? What will Amazon buy? This group, I'm sure. What will the BBC buy? Well, they're really high on documentaries about hate crime right now. Great. We'll do one on Poland and how hate crimes, because you got to know Polish hate crimes. Then you get in there, you find out that that's not the truth. Well, you've sold it. You're working on their dime. Make it up. That's the way this happens. It's the free market. And we are people that don't have moral sentiments anymore. We want that story in the Washington Post where the editor wrote today, I want to believe this story.
Yeah, why?
Why?
She's you would, honest.
Why?
Yeah, I know.
At least she's honesty honest. There.
She wants to believe this story.
And you know CNN did, MSNBC did, NBC did. They all wanted to believe the story. They wanted it to be true.
Because it proves to them some moral, larger truth.
Yeah,
right?
About example. Right. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, do you see?
And they know that it does exist. It just doesn't exist in the amount that they say it is. They know that it exists, so they justify it as this is why they downplay it when they find out. Because they're right now. Look at the editorials. They're all like, do you know what this is going to do? This is going to hurt the real racism.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course
we
is.
Know that.
Yeah.
We know that. That's why we've been bitching about Al Sharpton forever. You put him on as an MSNBC host. Yeah. We bitch about him because he hurts real racism.
I mean, do you hear Ellen Page, the actress? Ellen Page, now, if you don't know who she is in a sort of a progressive Quantum Leap episode for the rest of her life, because at some point she unintentionally made a really good movie that happened to be pro-life or have a pro-life message, Juno, which became a big movie and kind of the movie she's known for. So for the rest of her life, she has to say the most crazy liberal things until eventually she says enough of them and she can leap back to the right future or something. She's in that mode of like paying penance for all of her previous sins of saying something pro-life. So she goes on all these shows and she's always saying the most liberal crazy thing. Listen to her on Colbert about this attack back when it was going on.
He believes in conversion therapy.
Blaming it on Mike Pence.
He has hurt LGBTQ people so badly as the government of Indiana, and I think the thing we need to know, and I hope my show Gaycation did this, in terms of connecting the dots, in terms of what happened the other day to Jesse, I don't know him personally. I sent all of my love. Connect the dots. This is what happens.
Mm-hmm.
If you are in a position of power and you hate people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
you want to cause suffering to them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You go through the trouble. You spend your career trying to cause suffering.
Thank you.
What do you think is going to happen?
We're going to weep. We're going to.
Kids are going to be abused, and they're going to kill themselves.
Oh, gosh.
And people are going to be beaten on the street.
Yeah.
Listen to the passion in her voice.
Yeah. She's crying.
But listen to what she's saying. If this is what you do, you hate people so much that you dedicate your life to that. That's Jussie Smollett.
Yeah.
He hates people who are different than him so much, he has come into a place to where he believes that's who these people are.
To the point where he concocts and perpetrates this hoax and pays people $4,000 to do it with him. That's amazing. That's amazing.
Just real quick before we take a break, Pat, how do you believe, and this comes from, what's his name? We have him on, John Ziegler, coming up in a minute. He said last week, he said, I think what happened, what I've heard, is that the police and everybody were just going to move past this. And then he had the balls to double down and go on GMA.
Wow.
And they really, they were like, okay, dude.
And they already suspected.
Yeah, they already suspected. They put, yeah.
And they were just going to let it go.
Remember, they put that the two gray lumps, that picture of the two gray lumps.
Yeah.
They put that out, and he believes it was his bait, because as soon as he went on GMA and said, "That's them. That's them." They knew who those guys were.
Wow.
They rounded them up that day.
Wow.
Remember?
Yeah.
They knew exactly who they were. So they put it out going, okay, let's see. Let's see. That's them. And if you look back at the ABC interview, he's like, and I want them arrested. That's them. I know it's them. How do you know it's them? I know it's them. Well, you did know.
I paid him good money to be there. So I know.
One of them's named Cletus. He's from Kenya. All right. Thank you very much, Pat. Okay, the Yale Daily News, which I'm not sure of when the Castro brothers started to run it, and I mean the Fidel Castro brothers. The Yale Daily News has an article about destroying white boys. Let me just quote. Everyone knows a white boy with shiny brown hair and a saccharine smile that conceals his great ambitions. He could be in the great, the Grand Strategy or the Yale Political Union. Maybe he's the editor in chief of the news. He takes his classes, he networks, and when it comes time for graduation, he wins all the awards. One day, though, I'll turn on television. Who knows? Maybe televisions will be obsolete by this point, and I'll see him sitting down for his Senate confirmation hearing. But he'll be a little older, maybe tiny wrinkles, but that smile, that characteristic saccharine smile will remain the same. Yeah, when I'm watching the white boy, who's now a white man at this point on CNN, I'll remember the racist remarks that he said. This can't happen anymore. We can't let things slip by. She goes on to say that we should follow white boys and we should make sure that we capture everything about them and save them, because we'll have to destroy the white boy after he becomes a white man.
You're listening to Glenn Beck.